more reaction to the Patriots draft with our buddy, the big boy, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, joining us on our Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hi, Greg. How you doing, big fella?
Hey, guys. Doing well.
So,
Big Boy Wednesday.
What'd you make of their draft, Greg? How would you assess it?
I didn't love it. I mean, look, nobody knows about the draft, and Belichick could have knocked it out of the park. I just didn't like it from the perspective where I just don't see a ton of impact guys. And I'm not saying they needed – I don't think they – I'm actually higher on the current roster than a lot of people. Like, I think they can compete. I did an evaluation against the other teams in the AFC East position by position, and they came out a little bit ahead of the Bills. So I, even with, you know, the obvious trade down in quarterback, I still see them as the best team in the division. And so I don't see a ton of humongous holes on this team. That being said, when you go from, you know, Tom Brady to a Jarrett Stidham, other people are going to have to step up and make a lot of plays. And, you know, you get that oftentimes from youth, and I just don't know if I see it in this draft, because look, Duggar may be a great player, and if you tell me a year from now he's Patrick Chung's replacement and he's going to fill that role and be a playmaker, okay, fine, I don't have a problem with the pick. Or if you tell me they're actually projecting him to play linebacker for Jamie Collins this year, okay, maybe I could see it. But like, you know, D2 school, he had injury problems there. You know, no off season for any of these guys. It's going to be a transition. Uche, look, he's an undersized outside linebacker. I mean, I talked to some scouts who know the Patriots system, and they say, you know, I compare him a lot to Kyle Van Noy. He's 2 inches shorter, but his arms are 2 inches longer. So they see that. Jennings seems like a two down guy to me. A CSC is a guy who has a lot of promise, but really 1 year of production in Chip Kelly's offense at UCLA. And then Keen, you know, he could fill a lot of roles. He could be the best move tight end that they've had since Aaron Hernandez. But why did the kid only touch the ball 20 times every year? Why wasn't it more if he was this great weapon? So, you know, I think they could have been more impactful with their picks. And then you get in some of the things that they've missed because of the deals that they made, whether that was Sanu or Illuminor or Michael Bennett. You know, I just haven't liked how it's trended.
Maz, you have a thought?
Yeah, so Greg, what do you think their motives were in this draft? Like, what was the objective?
Well, I mean, I don't look at any grand scheme or grand plans. I think they go in and they, you know, they want to add good football players, and they do. You know, ideally, normally when all things are being equal, the Patriots look a year or two down the line and they say we need to get replacements in the pipeline. And you know, we've talked about how this year, you know, there's not a ton of wiggle room with the roster, but a year from now it's wide open. They can do whatever they want. So if they're looking at it and they say, you know, ideally you look at it and you say, okay, well, Patrick Chung's barely making it through every season. We need to get a replacement for him. I understand that. Edge guys, you know, they lose Kyle Van Noy, you know, John Simon, guys like that, Shalik Calhoun, Brandon Copeland, who they signed, they're all in the last years of deals. Dietrich Wise, Derek Rivers, final years, if those guys even make the team this year, which I doubt. They need to make preparations. So I think it's just and we all know that they needed to do something at tight end. So I think largely they stuck to their method of operation, which is a year or two out from now, where do we need to start getting bodies?
Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. Who's their starting quarterback week one next year?
Well, if you could tell me how much practice time they're going to have. Let's just say they no offseason, they just start training camp on time, say around August 1st. I guess I'd go with Stidham, but it's, you know, look, it's going to be a competition. And, you know, Jarrett has obviously come a long ways, a lot of things that we haven't seen with a year worth of practice. I know, you know, internally, they're talking about this being a competition. And, you know, all things being equal, he was a rookie then. He'll be a different player. But Brian Hoyer, you know, beat him out last year. I mean, he outplayed Jarrett Stidham last year. It's just that economics came into the equation and they had to go with the younger guy to back up Brady, and you know, Hoyer just came expendable. So I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer. I mean, I think the Stidham ends it at the end of the day as the starter because he has, you know, potential. He's been in the system for a whole nother year. But, you know, I think we're going to have a real competition if they don't bring in somebody else from the outside.
Okay, so that was a follow-up question. Is there still a chance they bring in someone from the outside, do you think?
I'm not ruling it out. I mean, I think that they're at the point now. You have Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. You have Cam Newton. And the Patriots are in a position, at least right now, until they do something or nothing with Joe Tooney, they need to drive a hard bargain. And nobody drives a bargain like Bill Belichick. And so, and the big X factor in all this is, and a reason why I don't think they made, say, a bigger move at quarterback, I don't think it's necessarily about Stidham. It's more just about circumstances, whether it's the cap and also, you know, the pandemic. I mean, what's the point of bringing in, say, Cam Newton when you're going to need to retrofit the offense for him if you have no time to work on it? What's the point of that? So I think that all factors in the equation.
Yes. Yeah, but Craig, does it also factor in a quarterback in terms of the draft? Like, you know, because isn't a draft pick really about the long term?
Yes. I mean, but, you know, here's the thing. I mean, in almost everything that they do when they draft, or whether it's guys in free agency, they look at what they have on the roster and they say, is that guy an upgrade? Now, me personally, and I said this going into the draft, the only quarterbacks that I would have taken over Jarrett Stidham in this draft were Burrow and Tua. That's it. I did not like Herbert. I did not like Jordan Love. Those guys were not going to be upgrades enough on Jarrett Stidham for me to do anything. Certainly, at least not this year. Certainly, but probably not down the road either. So I think that factored into it. I mean, I know, you know, the popular line of thinking is, oh well, this is a big sign of confidence that they have in Jarrett Stidham. You know, they don't have any cap space. I mean, they can create it. We all know that. But B, I don't think this quarterback draft was very good at all. I mean, if you're talking like this 5, 6, 7 deep in terms of potential starters, then I could have seen them do something. Am I surprised mildly that they didn't take a Luton out of Oregon State or, you know, Nate Staley out of Iowa as a developmental guy very late? Yeah, but maybe they had later grades on them.
Okay, two quick league things, Greg. One, the thoughts on the Packers taking Jordan Love.
I actually predicted that in my mock draft.
That a boy. Love it.
and I put just for the pure entertainment factor, because I know it will irritate the crap out of Aaron. But look, I mean, Aaron's a guy, what is he, 36 now? And he's also the type of free thinker. I know he's talked about playing until he's 40 and things like that. But Rodgers is the type of guy where he could just decide tomorrow, you know what, I want to go travel the world and learn a bunch of things. And like, he has more interests, a lot more interests other than football a lot of the time. And so I think they needed to make preparations. And I think Love has enough upside that they need to get him in. He's a guy who, like Aaron, when he came out of Cal, I mean, it's night and day, his mechanics. You know, he needed a lot of work. Jimmy Garoppolo needed work. And so I think you're talking Jordan Love is a 2-3 year process. And so I thought it was a good move by them.
Okay, finally, thoughts on what the NFL is going to look like next year in terms of schedule? Are you hearing anything? Camps?
No, I'm not hearing anything beyond what I told you guys a month ago, which was the offseason was going to be wiped out. Teams are preparing to go straight into training camp, but they're keeping their options open as far as the length of the season. I think it's most likely, if I had to bet right now, I would say it's most likely that they move the season back to late September, early October, and they cut down the number of games to, say, 14, like that. If I were a betting man, that's where I would bet.
You think they're willing to do that versus just extending it into next, you know, whatever, February, March? Why? Why would they give up the revenue?
I mean, I don't have any grand thoughts on this. It's not something that I report on a lot. It's just from my talks with people last month, that's what I heard. And they're also making it very easy to cut down the schedule in pieces. And so I think at the end of the day, I think the NFL just decides to do that. And it's not, I mean, yeah, they're going to be missing some revenue, but I mean, they're a behemoth. They can deal with it.
All right, let me do one more. Maz, what was the Patriots over-under in Vegas? Caesars, the last one, was it 8.5?
8.5 is correct.
Okay, big boy. You just said you did a roster analysis where you said the Patriots still have the best roster in the AFC East? The best roster in the AFC East?
This is before the draft, yeah.
Okay. After the draft, over-under 8.5.
I'm going. That's a good number. I'm going over. I think they win at least nine. Well, not at least, but 9 or 10 games. And I think there's a lot of confidence in the building that they can coach up Jarrett Stidham to execute, or Brian Hoyer, that they can coach him up to execute as good as Josh Darnold or Josh Allen or whoever else is quarterback in the division this year. So. Yeah, I agree with them. 9 or 10 wins.
I'll take that bet.
All right.
Thanks.
For a cheeseburger, big boy.
A couple.
Yeah, that's right. Double cheeseburger. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
Okay, folks, you want to weigh in. More reaction to the Patriots draft, by all means. Couple open lines.